and Bessie closed the seance with that little song, "Come, Sister, Come," and all felt that it was good to have attended the seance. Seance number 55, January 1st, 1903, 868. Present, the regular circle and as visitors, Mrs. Dye, Mr. Fisher, Mr. Winkler, Mr. Gus Gruff, and Mr. J. A. Wood, of Kansas City, Mo. The regular opening exercises being concluded, the spirit Professor Denton came to the condition of visibility and spoke as follows, to wit, 868½. In regard to the question of vibration, spoken of the other evening, I will say that from our experience, vibration is not in motion right or left, curvilinear or diagonal, but straight out, in direct straight lines. See the three laws of motion, R. V. 2639, A, B, C, A. Friends, your world is indeed very beautiful to some, while to others, it is bad, dark, dismal. To those whose inner life reflects not the beautiful, all is dark as the things of earth that reflect no light are black, a dark. 869. When I was on earth I enjoyed all beautiful things, the morning sunrise, the songs of beautiful birds, the towering mountain, the wide extended plain. Winter had its beauties, the glowing sunset, the twinkling stars of evening, lightnings playing upon the bosom of the dark cloud. All nature everywhere was beautiful to me, but beautiful as all things were to me in that world, my soul stood still in adoration of the supreme beauty of the spirit world. When I came to this side of life, I thought if people of earth could only see and realize the grandeur of the spirit world, they would not wish to remain longer in the physical life. Friends, after all there is only a thin veil between us, and could you see as we do, your world would go rejoicing as their friends pass to the beautiful side. 870. The spirit, Michael Faraday, appeared in the arena, announcing his name, took a blank tablet, stepped out of arena to a point between the circle and cabinet door, so held the tablet in his left hand as that the circle could recognize the clean white paper, ahead of the writing, as the spirit proceeded to write, and when he began writing, a visitor adjusted his stopwatch to note the time and the spirit wrote onto 5 pages, and when the writing was complete, the spirit tore the writing from the tablet, gave the same to Mr. Winkler, and vanished. And it was found that the time of the writing was 1:16, and the number of words written 375, being the rate of nearly 300 words per minute, and this writing was done with a common lead pencil. Note, this writing should have been placed at conclusion of paragraph 1154, which c. 870½. Here you have nature all around asserting herself, opening a positive plane of results, and utterly refusing to attempt the construction of new forms without conformity to all the essential conditions. It is only when the embryotic organs are perfected that she introduces the new form to the influences of light and allows them to stimulate the organism to a more active exhibition of living power. In this she follows in regular order the primitive processes of organic formation in the early ages, wherein form was first developed in darkness ere the coming of light to perfect its powers, but nature has never tried to evade the processes already established. 871. Perhaps we might allude here to the analogy that can be seen in the increase of mental vigor in the higher grades of spiritual life, by the stimulus of light, as good evidence of the increase of power in the primitive types that first came under its influence. When organic life is first introduced from its embryotic state, there is but little that shows any higher mental power than that of the primitive type of organisms, as first observed. 872. But the influence of light upon the organism soon rouses the latent energy, and it is not long ere the brain cells respond to a line of power that soon raises it above the primitive grade. Herein you have condensation of force as it applies to things, but the organism itself is passing through to all the essential phases of growth that the ancestral line has traveled. Life, herein, is so subtle and intricate in its observations that the ordinary senses are scarcely able to perceive anything until after the result is accomplished. 873. There is no question that the intellect is not able to discern the relations of cause and result in many of these problems that come before it, for solution, but there lingers around the subject of life action of the elements, a sentiment that they are beyond the scope of intelligent explanation as the results are themselves so much beyond the unorganized forms of the same elements. But this idea of the inability of the mind to grapple with the subject ought not to weigh heavily with the student of evolutionary growth. Signed, Faraday, The Spirit, Jenny Wood, 874. Then there came into the arena at the typewriting machine a lady spirit, who, after making some examination of the machine, took up a tablet from the writing desk, tore a leaf from the tablet and placed the leaf in proper position in the typewriter and proceeded to write with the machine, 700 words, at the rate of near 150 words per minute, as follows, 875. It is almost impossible to understand why more people do not accept the proofs of spirit return. Many excuse themselves by saying that it is so new and strange that they feel reluctant to investigate. These people forget that there are just as many new and strange things upon the earth plane. In the cold twilight of the Arctic Circle there are people whose pursuits are strange and impossible to your timid fancy. These people are enjoying their life while rugged health and vigor abound. The North lies among the unknown, and the glamour of the polar sea has been the will of the wisp that has lured brave men of every generation. The spirit world is much nearer, because you are surrounded by it, and the method of communication is more direct. 876. Nature does her work silently, and easily blots out the traces left by poor, vain man. Then why will man, in his egotism, try to delude himself into thinking that he is greater than nature? It seems so natural to me, now, that those who have stepped behind the curtain, should return, to bring the blessed assurance that life is continuous, that it is hard to understand why those who are so dearly beloved upon earth cannot or will not investigate the indisputable proofs of spirit return. 877. People who do not say that it is impossible to telegraph without wires, under the proper conditions, and who do not sit down in their homes and say, if Marconi can telegraph without wires, we can do the same, but like sensible people, go to a Marconi station, where the proper instruments are to be found, and send their messages, should not hesitate to go to a spiritual station to receive messages from those who have passed to the spirit life. If they would visit spiritual stations with the feeling of confidence that they visit stations that have been established for communicating with their friends who are still in the body, they would receive proofs that no thinking person could discard. 878. There are aching hearts on both sides of the river of death, longing to send a word of love. Oh! Why will they allow the prejudice of an ignorant world to delay these messages? If the people of earth would investigate the proofs of immortality of the soul, as impartially as they investigate the ordinary affairs of life, they would be so much happier, and when a dear one should be forced to make the journey to the spirit world, they would have the positive knowledge that all would be well with the dear one, and the return visits would be acknowledged and appreciated as they should be. 879. You, no doubt, think that you have often made a great effort to meet us. But you cannot know what a great effort we make to meet you, and only with a small degree of success. The crowd of anxious spirits waiting around the cabinet always remind me of the surging crowd about the doors of an insolvent bank, with the exception that their anxiety is not for material wealth, but for a fuller understanding of the forces that have greater power to promote the happiness of the human family. 880. There is not one upon the earth plane, or in the spirit world, who can estimate true love in dollars and cents. All the gold in the world cannot heal a broken heart. We are trying very hard to bring knowledge to the world that money cannot purchase. I know what it is to knock and not be admitted, and I also know the joy of a fond welcome. Therefore I am able to fully sympathize with the vast number of spirits who are vainly trying to reach their earth friends. 881. I feel that I owe a debt of gratitude to those who have assisted me to give you these few words, that I shall try to repay in the future by aiding those who are anxious to send a few words to their loved ones. I trust that those who are present tonight will always keep the gateway of communication open between the two worlds. Signed, Jenny Seance number 56, January 4, 1903, 882. Circle present, and Mr. Winkler remains as visitor. The spirit Dr. Reed especially addressed Mrs. House, saying to her, "My dear lady, you begin to feel that life is burdensome, and wonder why you should be permitted to linger longer. You have a little more to do on earth, yet, and you should faithfully bear your life burdens until all is done, and thus be prepared to cross to our side in peace." Then the spirit Professor Denton spake on various topics that had been discussed by the circle about the house at various times, among which was this one by F. G. Winkler: "To Professor Denton, please answer the following question: A. As to size and character and strength of animal life on the planets Mercury, Mars, and Venus on account of their being smaller than the Earth, and Jupiter on account of its being much larger than the Earth? B. Is the centripetal force of the planet Jupiter sufficiently counteracted by the centrifugal force to permit animal life like that on the Earth?" And the spirit spake thus, 883. "Friends, I come to meet you all again, that you and the world may get a word from our side of life concerning some things of which you would be pleased to learn. 884. I have been looking up your earth plane conditions again, and I find them to have no improvement. Indeed, they seem to me to be bad, and especially so in your own country. And unless some change comes which we are unable to see, there will be much bloodshed beginning in the near future, with destruction of life and property to such an extent as to surprise the world. 885. There will be revelations in spiritualism surpassing anything yet given. We have our plans laid, and if we meet with reverses occasionally, we persist in our work, trying to deliver such knowledge to mortals as will improve their conditions, until at last we succeed, and all of our labor is to the one end, that people may live better lives on earth, so that when they reach this side of life, they may not have the burdens of darkness to overcome, but be already prepared to enter into, and enjoy the delights of this glorious country." 886. "It has been discussed about the elements, also as to how many and what are they? And I answer, as we have heretofore clearly shown, that there are two elements in the universe. This must be so, the positive and negative elements, male and female. Else how could you have the harmony of the universe, and the tendency to final equilibrium of inharmonious conditions and things? All other supposable elements are not elements, but compounds, and your reason must tell you that this must be so, to produce results you see all around you. C.R. V. 2667, 1967-1977, 887. As to whether or not centripetal force of the planet Jupiter is so much greater than that of Earth as to render that planet, Jupiter, uninhabitable by man and such other animals as exist upon the Earth, I would say that I have visited the planet Jupiter, and found, as a fact, that men and animals similar to those of Earth do exist there. Some people and some animals hardly ally to any existing on your Earth, at this time. But when you consider all the factors counteracting the centripetal force, you will find the relative equilibrium of the forces at the surface of Jupiter necessary to sustain animal life to be much nearer those of your Earth than at first might seem probable, such as density and centrifugal force. And again, if there be an equilibrium in the general conditions, nature has a law of growth to the development of adaptability. You could not, at once, be assimilated to the conditions about the North Pole, but you can develop up to such conditions. 888. Some people of Jupiter are of low stature, others taller. Some are very inferior in intellect, others more highly developed. Some animals there would hardly be considered as being allied to any on your Earth. But the people and animals there are developed according to the conditions obtaining on that planet. Altogether, conditions for animal life on the planet Jupiter are comparatively the same as they are on your Earth for man and animals, but animals and people of the two planets may widely differ. 889. Yes, they are able to utilize to quite a degree the electrical elements of that planet, and the same elements of your Earth will yet be much more utilized. R. V. 1036, C. V. 2183, 890. There came from the cabinet at southeast corner, and stood near to the secretary, a tall woman spirit, and addressed the secretary in whisper, and much of what the spirit said was understood by various persons of the circle, and substantially as follows: "My name is Marie. Mary. I have not been a citizen of this country a great while, but in my short stay here, I have met much that was of great interest to me, and also much that attracted my sympathy, and I have tried to do all the good possible for me to do. I am glad my brother, there, is getting interested in this work, and I would be very glad if I could approach him as I can you. I would have much to say to him, but this I cannot do now. I cannot assimilate my own magnetism with his, therefore I must be content and even glad that it is possible for me to speak a word to him through your magnetic aura. We desire that he should know about this great eternal truth. We want him to be able to realize that we are, often, near to him, that we are helping him to have for himself a beautiful home, when he gets to this side of life, that while on the earth stage, he should play well his part to the benefit of the people there, to the end that when he shall have closed out his earth career, all will be well with him, and we can gladly assist him across the dark waters, and as he shall approach near to this beautiful clime, I shall be able to bear him company into the sweet presence of her whom he loves so well, and here she comes now to let him know that she is patiently waiting, watching, and preparing for that joyful meeting, but tell him to tarry until his whole work on earth shall have been accomplished, and well done, comma brother and loved one, may we sing to him." 891. And as this celestial faded away to invisibility, another lady form, some 5 feet 8 inches tall, stood at the secretary's desk, gathered up some flowers, and took the arm of Red Feather's medium and walked over to Mr. Winkler, handed the flowers to him, then moved back to a point between secretary's desk and cabinet door, and there, gradually, dematerialized downwardly, the broad folds of the shining white skirt, the waistband sparkling with points of light, like sparkles of diamonds, the waist, the arms, shoulders, chin, mouth, eyes, forehead, small coronal, as though embellished with glittering golden gems, all gradually went down, one after another, to the floor, until the tall, beautifully robed form had all been, apparently, absorbed by the carpet into invisibility, and Mrs. Abba stood alone. Materialization, vibration and ethereum at typewriting dictated by J. W. Draper, as follows. 892. Over and over the question has been asked, why is it that materializations do not take place in a bright light, except upon rare occasions? When we seek to understand why this is, the best answer we are able to obtain from those who have made many experiments is that the light of the gas jet, as soon as it is turned on, produces a marked and material change, not only in the eyes of the sitters, but in the essential conditions of everything in the room on which the light falls. 893. In the first place, it rapidly quickens the vibrations of all the visible and invisible particles of which the atmosphere of the room is composed, making the rate of vibration far more intense than when the room was in total or even partial darkness. It has similar effect upon the particles of every object in the room, no matter how solid such objects appear to the material eye. 894. The nearest anything approaches to being solid to us is one that has its minute particles closest together and moving with the slowest motion. 895. Thus, if we desire to pass a flower through a piece of wood, we must quicken the vibrations in the wood atoms to correspond with the rate of vibrations in the flower, and then we can easily pass the flower through what appears to you to be a solid object. 896. There is a substance which penetrates between all particles of matter, whether fine or gross, and this substance is able to penetrate all objects in the room, without having its own vibrations interrupted by their seeming solidity. It carries its vibrations through and through the sitters' bodies, and through the materialized bodies of the spirits. 897. When the sitters understand that this vibration goes on, whether it is light or dark, though the rate of vibration is different, they can understand that there must be something in them that is material which is affected by light, so that they may receive the color vibrations or sensations. 898. The quality of these vibrations is much affected by the harmony in the circle. Thus, when a spirit form stands before you, its size and shape, and of course, color, are communicated to the eyes of the sitters by a change of vibrations in the atmosphere between their eyes and the spirit form. Thus, the sensations produced are as much a part of the spirit form as the spirit itself, but is perceived by the sitters only, as it affects and is affected by the rays of light, that is, only as harmony is established between the vibrations of the materialized substance, the light vibrations and the vibrations of the sitter's eyes. 899. If a spirit form should touch any of the sitters, and the touch is cold, it shows that the particles in that form are vibrating much more slowly than the particles of the body of the person touched. 900. If, on the other hand, as is often the case, that the touch of the spirit form is uncomfortably warm, it shows that the particles in the spirit form are vibrating at an exceedingly high rate. 901. The motion is invisible to the person touched, but it is not imperceptible, for the person can feel it, if not directly, at least he can ascertain the fact by comparison. At the point of contact, the particles of the person's flesh show, at once, a tendency to establish a harmony, or to strike an average of vibration with the spirit form. 902. If the spirit form has the slowest possible vibration, the nearest to what is commonly known as the actual zero, the beginning of the process, in striking an average of vibrations with the person touched, would mean the loss of all sensible motion in the part touched. It would become, at once, colder and harder than ice. 903. The music in the room produces a certain vibration in the atmosphere of the room, which, in its turn, produces a related vibration in the bodies of the sitters, and is made sensible to them by the ear. These vibrations affect each other as they harmonize. These effects are material in existence, but the laws of the varied vibrations are more thoroughly understood by spirits than by mortals. 904. But what the sitters usually forget in thinking of substances of all kinds is, that qualities are results of the forces which control them. Under the effects of this relation, the objects in the room are as much a part of the sitters, and especially of the medium, as the flesh of their hands, in the same sense as the sitters are affected physically by the motion set up in their brains by the beating of their hearts. Thus, the world the sitters move in is, really, a part of themselves, and when they feel attached very closely to things animate and inanimate, earth terms, it is for the simple reason that the vibrations correspond. 905. The spirit chemist must establish such a correct average between the materialized spirit and the body of the medium, that the materialized spirit becomes a part of the medium for the time being, and these vibrations cannot be changed, suddenly, without a process almost equal, in its disagreeable effects upon the medium, as making him over again. Thus it will be readily perceived from the foregoing explanations that if, suddenly, the light in the room should be made stronger, the vibrations in the materialized form would change so rapidly that it would be impossible for the particles composing the materialized form to vibrate in harmony with the particles in the medium's body, and in most cases the results would be very disastrous. 906. The principle of materialization is simple. It is only the method of applying it that is difficult. We do not say that it is impossible to produce materialization in a white light, as we have experienced it, but it is best that all understand its great difficulty. 907. We feel that it will not be amiss for us to say that the chemist of this band is, without doubt, one of the most expert of spirit chemists. In fact, he is the best we have had the pleasure of meeting. He, almost instantly, thoroughly understands the average rate of vibration of any spirit or mortal that he is brought in contact with. It is through this wonderful gift that he has been able to accomplish the marvelous results he has accomplished in putting before the world matter direct from spirit hands. Signed, Draper on Materialization. See Beyond the Veil, 709 709 C, 790 790 C, C Index of Rending the Veil, and trace materialization through that book. Seance number 57, January 8, 1903-908. Friend house and wife absent on account of her sickness and death. G. Winkler, Mr. William Wood, Mr. J. A. Wood and Mrs. J. A. Wood, the last three above named of Kansas City, Mr. Stees of Glenwood Springs, Gull, present as visitors. After the regular preliminary exercises were concluded, 909. Professor Faraday came to the condition of visibility, and with blank tablet in left hand took his position standing between the circle and cabinet door, in full view 0f all the circle, and proceeded to write his criticism of the theory that life originates in the cell. 910. But this was followed by several essays at future seances in continuation, and all are compiled together, and the reader will find them placed as the conclusion of this volume. See paragraphs 1142 to 1189 inclusive, 911. After Faraday had gone away, the spirit, Jenny Wood, whose parents were in the circle, and who is to go with this spirit band as one of the typewriters, appeared in marvelously well made up appearance of form, adorned in wondrously beautiful attire, and greatly delighted her father and mother by her appearance and conversation with them. Anonymous speaks 912. Your friends in the spirit world endeavor to reach their friends on earth to assure them of continued life, and to show to them that their friends who have passed to the beyond are living and have a kindly regard for those left on the mortal side, and are therefore eager to make themselves known, but their earth friends doubt their identity, show every kind of repulsiveness toward them, and oh, friends, you do not realize how badly it makes spirits feel to be repulsed and driven away by those who are mourning for them. 913. But, as for me, it is different. I have learned that I must do my work as best I can notwithstanding the obstacles in the way. I come to impart knowledge that will do good, that will tend to make better the conditions of earth for the benefit of man, and I am always glad to aid, in any way open for me, to enlighten the people. While there are many not able to take my place, I am not able to take their place. When all around us is harmony, all is lovely and easy sailing, but when doubts and distrusts seize upon the mind, then all is dark and dismal and we allow despair to seize upon us, and we seem ourselves to be plunged into an inextricable wilderness. 914. And now comes a form that at once had the appearance of a commanding presence, and so soon as the noble form was thoroughly adjusted to the reflection and radiation of light, half a dozen persons of the circle exclaimed at once, "McKinley, President McKinley." Some had known him personally, some recognized from his portrait, and some had formerly seen him in materialized form. And Mr. Winkler saw him at Buffalo, and was nearby him when he came from emergency hospital. The circle urged the spirit to try to talk, and perhaps, over-anxiety of the circle prevented him from being able to vocalize. But the spirit did succeed in making a short talk in good distinct whisper, saying, 915. I am William McKinley, and I am glad to be recognized by you. I have been here often, and I hope to give message sometime soon. I was not a spiritualist but I knew something about it. Yes, I know now, and have to be a spiritualist over here. There are some things in your government that need to be modified. I had my plans, and had I lived and been able to carry them out, it might have been of some benefit. Seance number 58, January 11, 1903-916. Last seance, for the present, with Mr. Winkler and Mr. Stees, no other visitors present. In opening the seance, Dr. Reed expressed thankfulness to the retiring visitors for their kindness shown toward the work here and toward the medium, and then Professor Denton stood to view and write heartily extended to the visitors feeling of deep friendship, and especially to Mr. Winkler for his substantial kindness and congenial presence, remarking that, on earth, the best of friends must part, but not so on the spirit side. And continuing said, 917. In my last few days I have been dwelling on your planet, looking over the conditions there, investigating for matter, in order to get something to give for your world to think about. And during my travels, I found a little child crying for bread. And oh, It was such a sweet little one. And the dear child was sick of hunger, was alone in the world and crying for food. And how I did wish that I could help her, but I could find no conditions by which I could reach the suffering, starving, agonizing child. The cruel, heartless world, hard-hearted parents, oh!